门徒们把他放在篮子里面，从城墙下坠下去。
So during that time, he went to Jerusalem.
然后那时他就到了耶路撒冷。
And in Jerusalem, he spake the word of God boldly also.
在耶路撒冷，他也大胆地用神的名传道。
But during this time, he was disputing and fighting against the Hellenists.
可是那时候，那是有征战。
So during this time, they wanted also to kill him.
可是那时候也有别的人想要杀保罗。
So when the disciple heard this, they sent Paul home.
那使徒们听到这件事的时候，他们就把保罗送回家。
So they sent him back to Tarsus.
那他们就把他送回大色。
So after they sent him home, and then in verse 31, chapter 9, verse 31.
那在第九章第三十一节这里。
Then the churches throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and were edified, and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, they were multiplied.
那使徒行传九章三十一节，那时犹太、加利利、撒玛利亚各处的教会都得平安，被建立，凡事敬畏主，蒙圣灵的安慰，人数就增多了。
So during this time, when the disciples sent Paul back home, and then the whole church, all surrounding, they had peace, and also they were edified.
所以当时当保罗回到大树之后，那附近的教会都得平安。
Can you imagine what Paul would feel like during that time?
那你可以想象保罗那时候心里是什么感受吗？
But nevertheless, because he's a gifted worker, God needs to train him.
可是因为他是一个有恩赐的门徒，工人，所以神必须要训练他。
Every gifted workers of God, they need to be trained by God from the beginning.
那每一位神重要的工人，他们都是在工作之前都被神训练。
Just like Moses.
就像摩西一样。
God trained him for 40 years in the wilderness to lead the Israelites through the wilderness for 40 years.
那神在旷野中训练他了40年，在他以后可以领以色列人出埃及，在旷野40年。
Just like the apostle also, for 3 years, they walked with Jesus, and Jesus teach them many things concerning the kingdom of heaven.
那就像那些使徒一样，他们在三年内也跟随了耶稣，耶稣教他们许多天国的事。
So that's why for us, if we truly want to serve God, we need to be cultivated by God.
那我们也是一样，如果我们真心想要为神工作，我们也必须要接受神的训练。
Especially for those of us who are gifted in the holy work of God.
尤其我们这些被有恩赐的人。
Because the more gifted we are, the more easily that we can be ensnared by Satan.
因为如果我们越有恩赐，那这样子魔鬼就要越发的攻击我们。
Because for us to be proud comes very easy.
那很容易就骄傲了。
So that's why during this time, God gave Paul a thorn in his flesh.
所以那时候，神在保罗的身上放了一根刺。
Even though Paul, he prayed 3 times to get rid of the thorn, but the Lord told him, my grace is sufficient for you.
虽然保罗努力地求神3次，可是神却对他说，我的恩典够用。
Actually, for every single one of us, actually many of us are really gifted.
很多人，我们很多信徒都是非常有恩赐的。
Even though we are gifted, we need to continue to be trained by our Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然我们有恩赐，可是我们要一直不断地接受神的训练。
So during the time, the reason the disciples sent Saul home because he caused division among the brethren and among the people.
那时候
，He caused division. Yes.
Division.
Division. Yes.
Okay. 那时候门徒要把保罗送回去，是因为保罗在。世人还有门徒之间都让他们起了纷争辩论。
So that's why for us when we are serving God.
就像如果我们要服侍神的话。
Even though we are gifted, even though many things we can do for God, but make sure we do not cause division.
虽然我们可以为神做了很多事，我们很有能力，可是我们要小心不要让教会起纷争。
Even though sometimes we are right.
虽然就算我们有的时候是对的。
But being right doesn't mean that is the time for God's will or the things for God's will to be done during a certain time.
虽然有的时候我们是对的，可是有的时间却不是神的意思。
Just like the 12 spies.
就好像12个探子。
You can see the 12 spies, they went to spy the land. But when they came back, only 2 brought the positive reports.
就像十二个探子去刺探迦南地，回来的时候只有2个报好消息。
You can see during the time Joshua and Caleb they had great faith in God.
我们那时候可以看到约书亚跟加勒他们有对神有很大的信心。
But the other 10 they did not have faith in God.
可其他的10个却没有。
But during this time, even though Joshua and Caleb have the faith in God, but they also had to suffer for 40 years with the rest of the people who did not have faith in God.
可是那时候虽然 约书亚和加勒他们有信心，可是到后来他们却要跟其他没信心的人一起受苦40年。
Even though during that time what they say to the people they were right according to God's will，
虽然那时候他们讲的是对的，是合神旨意的话，可是
But nevertheless, God did not want only Joshua and Caleb to have the faith, but he also wanted all the chosen people of God to have faith to enter the land of Canaan.
可是神的旨意并不是只要约书亚和加勒有信心，他要全部的选民都要有信心。
So during this time, Joshua and Caleb suffered 40 years with all the people.
所以那时候约书亚和加勒跟着百姓一同受苦了40年。
And all during these 40 years, they fight the war. They do many things for the chosen people.
然后这40年之中，他们为了这些选民打仗，还有做了许多事。
But when they entered the land of Canaan, God remembered them.
可是当他们进入迦南地的时候，神有纪念他们。
You can see Joshua become the successor of Moses.
我们看到约书亚，承续了摩西。
And Caleb inherited many lands.
那加勒也有许多的土地。
So brothers and sisters.
所以各位弟兄姐妹们。
When we want to do God's holy work.
当我们想要做神的圣工时，
Even though sometimes we know 100% sure we are right，
就算有的时候我们知道100%我们是对的，
But if we cause division among brothers and sisters，
可是如果我们让弟兄姐妹之间起了不和，
Then we need to continue to pray and reflect is this God's timing or not，
那我们就要继续祷告来反省，这是不是到底是神的时间到了吗？
Because even though we are right if we cause division this means God cannot work with us，
就算我们是对的，可是如果弟兄姐妹因为我们起了纷争，那神没办法与我们工作。
Because we are one family.
因为我们是神主内的一家人。
And all of us, our destination is the heavenly kingdom.
我们每一个人的最终目的都是天国。
And God wants every single one of us to enter the kingdom of heaven.
神要我们每一个人都上天国。
Even though some of us can go to kingdom of heaven, right, faster than other people, but God wants everybody to enter at the same time.
虽然有些人可以早一点进入天国，可是神是希望每一个人都要进入天国。
So just like Paul during that time,
就像当时的保罗一样，
He definitely was a gifted worker.
他是一个很有能力的工人。
But God had to train for 13 to 15 years during that time.
可是神训练了他13 or 15 years.
The only time that he came back to the ministry is when Barnabas went to seek him in chapter 11.
那保罗回来的时候是在第十一章巴拿巴去把他找出来。
Right, because in chapter 11 verse 25 said, Then Barnabas departed for Tarsus to seek Saul.
那这里使徒行传十一章二十五节就讲说巴拿巴又去大树找扫罗。
Because only a person is lost that you need to be seek for. Because during that time, the Gentile was coming to believe. A lot of them come to believe.
因为那时候他要找保罗，是因为有很多外邦人开始信主。
And only in chapter 12, right? That is the time that he was sent by the church and go preach the gospel.
那在第十二章，保罗才开始被教会派出去传道。
So you can see Saul was waiting for a long time to be trained by God.
所以我们这里看到，扫罗他。等了很久，为了被神训练。
And now tonight we're going to look at Peter ministry.
那今天晚上我们要查考彼得的宣道。
We know during the 3 years of Jesus' ministry, Peter was the closest one to Jesus.
那我们知道，在耶稣在世的3年传道之间，彼得跟耶稣很近。
And he's the one that always speak boldly when Jesus asks him any kind of questions.
他跟耶稣最亲，而且他是敢在耶稣面前提各样的问题。
And Peter is the one that Lord Jesus Christ say, "In this rock I will build my church."
那彼得也是耶稣指着他说，在这磐石上我要建立我的教会。
But at the same time, Peter need to go along, he have to go under a lot of trial and tribulation before he can get to this point.
可是那时候也都是彼得要经过很多的训练苦难，也为了要以后要为神做工。
Even after 3 years following Lord Jesus Christ, on the end he still denied Lord Jesus Christ.
虽然他跟随主跟着3年，可是到最后关头他还是不认主。
But all this trial and tribulation make Peter become a better apostle for Jesus.
可是这些苦难跟试炼让彼得成为一个更好的使徒。
So that's why for every single one of us.
所以我们每一个人。
When we go through trial and tribulation, it's also a training for us to increase in our faith.
当我们经过受苦、经过试难的时候，也是因为神要训练我们的信心。
You can see when our Lord Jesus Christ ascended to heaven.
我们可以看到，当耶稣基督升天的时候。
And during that time, Peter, he's only a fisherman, but nevertheless, he has the wisdom of God.
他那时候虽然他还是渔夫的身份，可是他已经有神的智慧。
Because from chapter 1, when they needed to vote on a new apostle, he's the one that quoted the scripture. He's the one that spoke up.
因为我们可以再看到，在使徒行传第一章，他们要选出在一位的使徒的时候，彼得可以站出来用圣经的话勉励人。
And in Acts chapter 2, after they received the Holy Spirit.
那在第二章《使徒行传》第二章，当他们得到圣灵之后
，During that time, Peter was the one that stood up and preached the great gospel of Jesus.
那时候是彼得站起来，高声的向别人传道、传福音。
And then in chapter 3, we know Peter is the one that healed the lame man.
那我们看在第三章也可以看到彼得医治了瘸腿的乞丐。
And we know in chapter 5, Peter was the one that our Lord Jesus Christ used him to rebuke Ananias and Sapphira.
那在第五章的时候，我们也可以看到彼得是神用他来指责亚拿尼亚跟撒菲拉。
And you can see now in chapter 9.
那我们可以看到接下来在现在第九章。
In chapter 9 is also when the Lord used Peter mightily.
那在第九章，主耶稣也大大的重用彼得。
Because in chapter 9 verse 32 it said, Now it come to pass, as Peter went through all parts of the country, that he also came down to the saint.Who dwell in Lydda?
使徒行传第九章三十二节，彼得周游四方的时候，也到了居住吕大的圣徒那里。
For a certain time, even though Peter, maybe in the time he was the pillar of the church,
彼得那时候虽然是教会的支柱
，but nevertheless, he said he went through all parts of the country to preach the gospel.
可是我们那时候也可以看到他周游四方去传福音。
Then the time just happened, he went to Lydda to see a certain man named Aeneas.
然后那时候他刚好也到了吕大的地方要找以尼亚。
And this man had been bedridden for 8 years and was paralyzed.
那他那个以尼亚他有瘫痪的毛病，他在褥子上躺卧八年。
Then verse 34 says, And Peter said to him, Ananias, Jesus the Christ heal you. Arise and make your bed. Then he arose immediately.
那在三十四节这里我们看到彼得说，以尼亚耶稣基督医好了你，起来收拾你的褥子。
Can you imagine this person been paralyzed for 8 years?
你可以想象吗？这个人他瘫痪了八年。
Actually, it seems so easy for Peter just tell him to rise up, right, make your bed, and then he arose. It's so simple and so easy.
那这里看起来看似很简单，彼得就直接对他说：“你站起来，奉耶稣基督的名医好了你。”
In the States, how many people are sick with cancer and how many people are, you know, ill? We pray for them, but seem like the power is not there, just like not the same as the power of Peter during this time.
那时候看似很简单，可是想想我们现在在美国有多少人生病得癌症，我们替他们祷告，可是我们的能力好像没办法跟当时一样。
Of course, many of us, we try to find out why. What is the reason why it seems that God is not working with us?
那我们很多人都在想，为什么神好像是什么原因？神好像没有在跟我们工作呢
？Actually, from verse 32 to 35, the reason that Lord Jesus Christ worked with Peter during that time because he wanted more people to come to believe.
那时候我们可以看到，在以三十二节到三十五节，耶稣基督行这个让彼得行这个神迹，是因为他需要更多人来归主。
So, because after Peter healed Ananias, and then we can see in verse 35.So all who dwell in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord.
那我们在三十五节这里看到，凡住在吕大和沙伦的人都看见他，就归服主。
So during that time, the reason God was with Peter because he wanted more people to come to believe.
那时候神让彼得做这些神行这些神迹，是因为神要吸引那边的人归服他。
You can see this last speech convocation. We all have all four locations in Northern California.
那我们上一次的灵恩会，我们在四个北加州的地方举行。
Actually, we have very few true seekers come to church.
我们非常少的慕道者来。
Actually, even though we have few true seekers, but the members this time, the prayer is much more powerful than the previous spiritual convocation.
虽然这一次来的人比较少，可是信徒的祷告感觉比较有能力，比以前的都还好。
It seems that we're heading to the right direction.
我们好像是在往对的方向走的。
But then this sister in San Jose, she brought about 3-4 true seekers during the spiritual convocation.
可是在圣何西教会有位姐妹，她在联布道会的时候带来了三四位慕道者。
And before this, right before the spiritual convocation, for some reason or another, her son got very sick.
可是在那个联布道会之前，不 有某种原因，他的儿子就非常的感生病。
One night after service, her son went home and he cannot hear. He became deaf.
那有一天晚上聚完会以后回到家，他儿子突然听不见，耳朵聋了。
So this time she did not understand why his son is like this.
那可能那时候那姐妹就不了解他为什么他儿子会病成这样。
And then Saturday when he came to church and then he could not walk, he was like paralyzed.
那礼拜六来到教会的时候，他儿子就不能行走，就瘫痪。
Everywhere he went, we need to carry him because if not, then he would just fall down on the ground.
他不管到哪里，我们都要扶着他。如果我们不扶着他的话，他就会倒在地上。
And for her, it was very strange.
对那位姐妹来讲，是她感觉这件事很怪。
And of course, she asked the minister to see what's going on with her son.
那她当然也有请传道来看她的儿子。
And by hearing her situation, we can see that Satan is really want to stop her.From evangelizing or bringing people to church.
那从他的情况来看，我们可以很明显的看到撒旦不想要他来带传福音、带人来教会。
So you can see because she was very zealous to bring people, and then at the same time, Satan is working with her son against her. Hopefully that she lose faith and not to preach the gospel anymore.
所以在他努力传福音的同时，撒旦也在他的儿子身上做工，希望他。停止传福音。
That's why if every single one of us is not filled with the power and spirit of God, then it's very difficult to win any soul for Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们每一个人，如果我们不被神的能力充满的话，我们是很难去传福音赢得人的。
Why? Because if we want miracles and signs to happen in our church, we need to have faith.
因为如果我们要神迹奇事发生在我们教会里面，我们必须要有信心。
Just like Peter during that time, all he did is one word, right? He just said.One time, right? Arise and make your bed. And then the next sentence say, then he arose immediately.
就像这里彼得只需要说一句话，起来收拾你的褥子，那个人就立刻起来了。
This is really the power of God.
这就是神的能力。
And the power also inside of us nowadays.
那神的能力也在我们，在今天也在我们里面。
But we need to tap into that kind of power.
可是我们要懂得去用这个能力。
By continue to read the word of God and praying and loving one another.
我们要继续的读经祷告，而且彼此相爱。
And look at the next miracle from verse 36 to verse 43.
那我们可以看接下来一个神迹36到46.
Yeah, from 36 to 43.
36节到43节。
And say during this time in Joppa there was a certain disciple named Tabitha.
那这里说在约帕有一个女使徒名叫大比大。
And this woman was full of good works and charitable deeds, which she did.
那这位女士她广行善事，多施周济。
But in verse 37, it just happened in those days she became sick and she died.
可是37节这里讲说她患病而死。
So when they had washed her, then they laid her in an upper room.
那信徒们就把他洗了，他朋友把他洗了，停在楼上。
And during that time, the disciple heard that Peter was in Joppa.Was near Joppa.
那时候门徒听见彼得在约帕附近。
So they sent some disciple to go and ask him to come to her, or come to the city.
那他们就派人去见彼得，说快到我们那里去。
Then during the time, then Peter arose and he went with them. And when he had come, they brought him to the upper room. And then he see all the widows stood by him and weeping and showing the tunics of garments which Dorcas.Which is Tabitha had made while she was with them.
那三十九节，彼得就起身和他们同去，到了，便人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在时做的里外衣给他看。
So during the time, even though Dorcas or Tabitha she was dead, but the disciple had the faith to go and call Peter to come to her.
虽然那时候多加已经死了，可是信徒们有信心。在他死以后，还去叫彼得来。
And during the time, Peter did not say anything, but he just arrived, and he arose, and then he just went to the city of Joppa.
彼得也没说什么，彼得就直接起身和他们同去到了多加。
Of course, this disciple Tabitha, she must be a very good person.
那我们当然知道这位多加，他一定是一个好人。
You can see the time many widows, stood by her and weeping and showing all the good things that she have done for them.
那他当过世的时候，那些众寡妇都站在彼他旁边，还在给把那些多加替他们做的衣服给彼得看。
Then verse 40 says, "But Peter put them all out and kneeled down and prayed. And turning to the boy, he said, 'Tabitha, arise.' And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. It was so simple."
在四十节，彼得叫他们都出去，跪下祷告，转身对死人说：“大比大，起来！”他就睁开眼睛，见了彼得坐起来。
This person was dead.
看起来好像很简单。
But Peter, he seems so, make it so easy. He just kneeled down and prayed, turned her body, and then he pretty much just tell her to arise. And then she opened her eyes, and then she sat up.
这人都已经死了，可是彼得好像很简单的就跪下祷告，讲了一句话，他就坐起来了。
Really, God was with Peter during that time.
当然，这时候神是与彼得同在的。
By only by one word that he said, and then Tabitha resurrected from the dead.
彼得讲了一句话，大彼大就起来复活。
Why this miracle happened?
为什么这个神迹发生呢？
Again in verse 42, and it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord.
在我们42节可以看到，这件事传遍了约帕，就许多人信了主。
Actually, the reason that she was God resurrected her because.God want other people to come to believe.
那时候神让他复活的原因是因为神要别的人信主。
Because through both miracles, many came to believe during that time.
那我们可以看到这两个神迹都让很多人为了这两个神迹信神。
You can see nowadays, very difficult for people to come to believe in our church.
那我们可以看到现今世界很难叫人来相信我们的
教会。Even though some of them, they see miracles and signs.
虽然有些人看到了神迹奇事
，But nevertheless, at least they see some miracles and signs.
不管如何，他们还起码有看到神迹奇事。
But nowadays in our church, this present day, everything is very quiet.
可是我们现今的教会一切都很平静。
So we need to continue to pray to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们要继续为了教会向神祷告。
And we also need to repent from our wrongdoing.
我们也要为了我们做的错事悔改。
We need to strive to live a life of godliness.
我们要 继续努力做过着更像神的生活。
And only then that Lord Jesus Christ is going to be with us.
只有这样子，耶稣基督才会与我们同在。
And only then when we preach the word of God, He's with us.
只有这样子，我们传福音的时候，神才会与我们同在。
And only then when we want to perform miracles and signs, He's also with us.
也只有这样子，当我们想要行神迹奇事的时候，神才会与我们同在。
That's why we have to continue to pray.
这样，这就是为什么我们要继续的祷告。
So now we're going to come up and pray together.
那我们现在要一起上来祷告。
We continue to pray for brothers and sisters who are weak in faith.
那我们继续为灵性软弱的弟兄姐妹祷告。
I have to tell you yesterday, something wonderful happened.
那我要跟各位讲的就是昨天有一件很好的事情发生。
Yesterday, brother Sunny and sister Diane and I, we went to visit Tom.
那昨天。Sunny 还有 Diane 跟我还有我们去看谭弟兄。
And usually every time I go and visit him, I would, you know, wheel him out with a wheelchair to the park, and then we walk, you know, try to, you know, walk with him.
那通常我们去跟看访问他的时候，我们都会把他推轮椅推到公园，然后想要跟他一起走路。
And we also try to ask Sister Diane to walk too, because a lot of times she's, you know, she's very painful to walk, so she doesn't do too much exercise.
那我们也试着叫 Diane 姐妹跟我们一起走，因为她常常身体会痛，所以不常走路。
Because yesterday when we went to the park, and she usually just go to the bench, just sat down there.
所以昨天我们去公园的时候， Diane 姐妹通常都是直接坐在板凳上。
So yesterday was something different.
可是昨天却有不一样的事。
When Tom he got up on his walker, right? He had this walker. He got up and then I just walked him, and he walked almost normal.
那昨天谭弟兄到了公园，他有一个助步器，他拿起来行走，跟一般人行走几乎一样。
And I asked him, Tom, what happened to you?
那我们就问他谭弟兄，你发生
了
什么事
？He said, "When did you build the walk like this?"
他你什么时候可以这样子走了呢
？He said, "I don't know. I'm just today is the first day I can walk like this."
他说：“我也不知道今天是我第一天可以这样子走。”
And then that time I just, you know, put his walker aside.
然后那时候我就把他的助步器放在一边。
He would just hold my hands and he was walking back and forth in the parking lot.
然后他抓着我的手就直接在停车场走来走去。
This really a miracle.
感谢神，这是一个神迹。
But I know him for 4 years.
我认识他已经四年了。
I never saw him walk like that before.
四年之内我从来没有看他这样子轻松行走。
Yesterday was the first day.He can hold on to my hands and he's walking with me while I'm walking backward. This is really miraculous.
那昨天是第一次他可以抓着我的手，我倒退，他抓着我的手前进走。
I think why? Because his faith was increased.
那我讲原因是因为他的信心有比较
加强。Because during this time, I tried to tell him about the four brothers and sisters in Ghana resurrected, right?
那因为这次我有跟他讲说，在加纳有四位弟兄姐妹从死里复活。
And she and how the blind, you know, the blind person was able to see again.
那有瞎子得看见。
So because of this, he has the faith to walk.
那因为这些见证，他也有了信心去来站起来。
So then, you know, he wanted to come to church, so he was very excited to come to church this Saturday.
他想要来教会，所以他对这礼拜六的聚会感到非常的兴奋。
So we ask brothers and sisters to continue to pray for him.
那我们也请所有的弟兄姐妹继续为他祷告。
If God's will, God can make him walk again.
如果是神的旨意的话，他可以这样来继续行走。
For 4 years, I never see his legs this strong.
因为他四年之内，这是我第一次看他的脚这么有力。
And another thing too, when he's on a wheelchair and when we're trying to pick his leg up, right, he can never pick his leg up, especially his left one.
那还有另外一件事，就是当他坐在轮椅的上的时候，我们想要叫他抬腿，他从来没办法抬腿，尤其是他的左脚。
Yesterday, I asked him 4 times, and he can just go like this with his leg. This is I never seen this before.
那昨天我叫他抬脚的时候，他就直接。可以抬踢左脚，我从来没有看见他有这样子办法。
Because you can see that Tom's life is very pitiful.
因为我们可以看到谭弟兄他的身世蛮可怜的。
He can pray for God's mercy to be upon him and maybe heal him to give him, you know, also to make his life better.
那我们要祷告请求神的能力帮助谭弟兄，让他能够复原，让他的生活可以更好。
During this time when Diane saw he was walking like this, he also got up on the bench and he also started to walk.
当达彦姐妹看到谭弟兄在公园里开始走路的时候，达彦也站起来拿着拐杖开始走了。
And Father Sunny couldn't believe he just opened his eyes like, because they mostly the time they go with me there to visit him.
那桑尼弟兄也感到很不可思议，因为我每次去访问的时候，他们两个都几乎跟着我。
So for you know.Tom be able to walk a little bit like this, and then it increased both of their faith. They really praise and thank God.
那当谭弟兄昨天可以这样走路的时候，我们增加了大家的信心，真的是感谢神。
So this Saturday when he come to church, I already asked Brother Jason to walk with him out there, you know, to increase in his faith.
那这礼拜六他来教会的时候，我已经请了 Jason 弟兄跟他在花园里面一起行走，希望大家有信，他有信心。
Please keep him in your prayer.
请在祷告中纪念他。
Let's all come pray.
那一起上来祷告。